This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Kathleen McGookie is a prose poet who's written about the loss of her parents, juxtaposed with the joy of giving birth to her firstborn. Her new collection, Stay, is something of a word album, preserving moments she wishes she could keep forever. McGookie began our conversation by reading from Stay.
Sometimes the ache sleeps. When my dad reached unsteadily from his wheelchair to put my baby's sock back on, the baby clapped and waved. When I helped my mom to the bathroom, she whispered, "My little girl." By then, the ache was all around us. But each day, the purple morning glories bloomed after the sun rose, and each day promised to be just like the one before. On a scrap of yellow paper, my mother wrote, "Never give up," and taped it to the mirror.
Prose poems. What I've read of yours, you seem to have found a niche there for you.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about what is a prose poem and why is it that it really fits you?
A prose poem is a poem without any lines, no line breaks, but it has every other element you would expect in a poem. So imagery, attention to sound, metaphor, simile, wordplay, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why it fits me. I'm really drawn to it, though, because I feel like it's a really welcoming form, that it looks like it could be anything. And the reader could begin to read one of my poems, not realizing it's a poem, yeah, and then be so drawn in and taken by it that he or she will continue to read. So the other thing a prose poem can do is it can disguise itself as other forms of prose. It can disguise itself as like a letter or a recipe or a set of instructions. I've even written, not in this book, I have a prose poem that's written in the form of a rejection letter. Oh, no. So that type of changeability appeals to me as a writer.
Oh, interesting. And what is it that gets you going? All those post-its and pieces of paper floating around. Is it an image that first captures your imagination? Or is it a line? Or is it something you've read? Or check off all above?
I'd say all of the above. Sometimes it's something I've seen, actually. I've gone to Art Prize several times, and I'll see an artwork there.
So image.
Sometimes it's an image that way. Other times it might be a phrase I overhear, and other times it might be, actually, I'm thinking of the most recent poems I've written. I'm teaching a workshop right now at Kazoo Books, and I usually do the assignments that I give my students, so I had an assignment to write based on a postcard, what you might write on the back of a postcard, and So my poem came out of that, and I was pretty happy with that. It started with the image on the postcard.
You've said in another interview that not writing terrifies you. Why is that?
I thought about that since I said that. And I think it terrifies me because I feel like I would be letting myself down if I stopped. And sometimes I don't write for long periods of time. The summertime is never a good time for me to write since my kids are home and we're busy doing other things. And I think I would feel like a disappointment to myself if I stopped writing.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with prose poet Kathleen McGookie. Dealing with grief and loss sometimes means dealing with anger. I asked McGookie about poems in her new collection that address anger.
Those poems came because I saw another writer, Shivani Mehta, has a series, My Sadness, poems about her sadness, and I was really drawn to that idea of writing about an emotion as though it were a persona.
Yeah.
And I thought about it for myself, and I thought, well, anger seems the right emotion. And my editor, Tom Lombardo, I think saw it as a stage of grief to work through. I don't know. I wasn't thinking that when I created those poems, but I love the idea of anger being personified. And in many of those poems, I think anger comes across as a child or someone I'm taking care of. And I think the experience of being around children and young children probably contributed.
Do you always have to tap into something, or can it be something intellectual that you can envision?
Oh, this did not feel intellectual when I wrote the anger poems.
You tapped into it.
It felt very close to me.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Writing for you, is that a process of healing when you're going through something in your life? With Mended, for instance, you mentioned earlier too, you lost your parents very close to each other, and that's got to be really, it's really hard on a person to lose that original family. Did writing help you work through that? Is that part of why you write?
Well, actually, you know, I thought about this question too, because other people have asked me that. And writing was very helpful to me that I had this outlet. And I think it helped preserve the relationships around me so that the things I had to say in my poems, sometimes I wouldn't have to say to the people around me.
Oh,
but
interesting.
I think, I mean, I did go talk to a therapist after my parents died because it was just too much.
Yeah.
And so I could see that what I did with her and the things I talked about in therapy, if you want to call it that, was very different than what I did in my writing. When I wrote these poems of grief and loss, I felt like I didn't really have a choice. I mean, the emotion was all around me. What had happened, and it seemed inescapable. And so it seemed like that was my subject matter and that I just had to write those poems. But writing functioned in a much different way than talking to a therapist about how I felt and how I saw things and what was going on.
So what is it that you want to stay?
Well, I wanted my parents to stay. I wanted my son to stay an infant.
Mm.
I have a poem that's a moment of joy of giving him a bath. And it was a beautiful moment. And I wanted that moment to stay, but that moment was inside of the larger moment of my parents not being there. So I wanted all those things to stay. I wanted time to stop.
Where did we find you in your book?
Yes, the next one will be The Author Hop at Kazoo Books on December 12th. I'm on at 2 o'clock with a group of 5 other poets. And I hope to be reading, but I'm not totally sure about that yet. So that's where you'll find me next.
But that's certainly where people can go and meet you in person and buy the book from the author and get a signature, which is kind of nice.
Yes, I would love that.
Yeah, for a great a Christmas gift. Oh gosh, did I say Christmas?
I think you did.
Well, Kathy, choose one of those poems and read it to us. I'd love to hear more.
I think I'll read the one. It's called Lament at Bath Time.
I was kind of hoping you'd say
yes.
That.
Okay. It's my son Charlie, who's the infant. Lament at Bath Time. Again, you fill the blue cup and drink, chew your toothbrush. You empty your cup on your head, then gasp and blink. I sing about the sea and a submarine. You hold your cup to our gray cat's mouth. He watches from tub's edge. After I lift you, dripping, to your white towel, you lean your whole just-washed self into my chest, and then stay. Even this cannot erase my grief. Oh, Charlie, how can I bear it? Someday you'll feel this ache.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Zinta.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Kathleen McGookie, the author of Stay. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.